At a council meeting this week, staff presented Loyalist Township Council with the Rural Transit Study Report. The report focuses on bringing commuter public transportation to rural Kingston, Gananoque, South Frontenac, and Loyalist. The report also provides a brief summary of some current transit initiatives underway in Loyalist Township. The study presents two possible options to extend service to Bath and Odessa, but did identify, based on stakeholder input, the need for a more holistic approach to transit within the township. The report noted this could include connecting Ernestown Secondary School to other destinations. The service design alternatives presented in the report were initially focused on connecting the Cataraqui Center to Taylor Kidd Industrial Parks. Staff noted in their report that they hope to pull together various initiatives that address challenges on an as-needed basis. A number of other concerns were raised during stakeholder consultation, including too much focus on serving the industrial parks, no service concept that included Wilton residents, and Ernestown Secondary School lacking connections to other destinations. It was noted in public consultation that access to Kingston for non-commuting trips is essential for services such as healthcare and recreation. Analysis results from the report come from the entire study group and are not split into separate municipalities. Within the stats, it showed 64% of public survey respondents reported facing barriers to accessing transportation. Residents aged 65 or older who are more likely to be unable to safely drive themselves are significantly more prevalent in the study area compared to the Ontario average. The age 25 and under demographic, which often lacks vehicle access to get to destinations like employment or school, makes up nearly a quarter of the study area population. A strong commuting pattern into Kingston was noted, with over 80% of commuters from the townships of South Frontenac and Loyalist working in Kingston. Consultants Arcadis IBI Group were hired by the City of Kingston in October 2022 in partnership with the Town of Gananoque and South Frontenac. Loyalist Township was added to the study shortly after. Township staff worked with the consulting group to develop two options which extend service to Bath and Odessa. The first option included new rural routes using a minibus and including a limited service to Bath, Taylor Kidd Industrial Park, and Odessa. The second option included extending Route 10 using two Kingston Transit vehicles with new branches out to Bath via Taylor Kidd Industrial Park and Odessa. Staff noted in their report that consultants have projected the costs for Loyalist Township over 5 years start at $329,000 in year one and increasing to $354,000 in year five. Projected revenue ranges from $43,000 in year one to $87,000 in year five. Councillor Paul Proderick noted the progress mentioned in the report.
It looks like an exciting opportunity for Loyalist, and it's very thorough. And I would encourage anybody who's out there to take a look at it. It's a good report, and I hope that we can move in that direction.
Staff noted in their report that if the township's application for the Housing Accelerator Fund is successful, funding will be available to develop a public transportation funding plan for Loyalist and to extend transit services to additional areas in the township. Funding may also support the resources required for staff to develop an overall plan if decided. The urban part of Amherstview is the only area in the township that currently has transit services. These services are partially funded by transit area rate and serviced by a partnership agreement with the City of Kingston. Staff will report back to Council with possible next steps once the report has been reviewed in detail and recommendations and options for the Housing Accelerator Fund and other possible funding opportunities can be presented. Staff noted they will provide a further report early next year. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.